This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Monday, January the 11th, second full week of the first month of the year 2021, new in a new decade with a new mindset. Well, maybe not so fast. I don't know. You think about what it is that living your life is, what your dreams are. I'm talking about you personally, what you can do with your life, and see if you can move yourself away from the like think. Now, the people that are here on this program, the DJV show, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner is our social media person. We all sort of think for ourselves. And it's much better to think, I think, for yourself than to follow whatever. Yeah, you can follow your dreams, that's for sure. But the other stuff about thinking the same as everybody else because you want to get along, to go along, whatever, go along to get along, doesn't work, certainly today. In this climate, I don't think it works at all. When you look around at all the stuff that's happening, what do you really think? The polls are changing, Victoria and Jennifer, pretty drastically as to, you know, things even like, am I going to take a shot, get a shot? Do I think Trump should be at the inauguration? Do I think Trump should be impeached? You know, all of that stuff. And it's just the chaos that seems to, some people have a knack for it. Some people have that attitude, and they can stay with it. But most people don't. They want to focus on their own lives and that kind of stuff. Really pretty amazing. So what has happened over the weekend, Victoria, in your mind? What has changed, if anything? Or are we still in the same place we were with maybe a little new information, but are we all pretty much in the same place with regard to, and you can pick a, take a number, any number of things that are going on that we would like to see change, but they, you know, really haven't, and maybe they won't for another week or so. And as far as the COVID is concerned, maybe they won't change for a month or so. So, but what in your wheelhouse? You're always talking to your friends, and you obviously have some strong opinions of your own, but in your mind, has anything really changed over the weekend? Well, we don't have Victoria
like
either.
It's okay. Quiet with Victoria, huh?
All right. Jennifer's there. All right.
I'm here. Well, you guys hear me? Oh, there
yeah,
she
okay.
is.
There
I am. Okay.
All right. Yeah.
So, so your question.
Just say you were being pensive, that's all.
Right. Technology was holding me back. That's a big theme for today, right?
Right.
there's a whole lot of that going on. What was the question? What's changed? Because I feel like it just changed again in 30 seconds.
Over the weekend, what changed since the last time we've conversed on Friday? What has changed in the reality of the world? So Trump says he's not going to attend the inauguration, okay?
That is new, so, since we
were together last.
Officially. Well, he had not made an announcement, so in case you haven't
why is it so important that it be an official announcement? I mean, we have all
because
of this
a lot of people were wondering
media.
What he was going to do, so he made the announcement, and he said through his, I think through his communications director on Twitter, in case anyone's wondering, I will not be attending the inauguration. I mean, a lot of people wanted to know. I wanted to know. I like tradition. I was hoping he was going to be there. I like the traditions of it. It's, you know, it'll be the first. You don't like the tradition of anybody?
No, I don't want
to.
All he's going to do is create more chaos and more noise. And
I try to be a little more, you know, I don't know. I was trying to be more, I was more optimistic about it, that we could have, you know, a good show of solidarity for a moment.
Well,
but
Pence maybe will step up
there.
To that. He'll be there.
But it's the first time in 150 years that an outgoing president won't attend. It's just, I don't know.
But
I think
nobody wants him there, and it would just be a distraction anyway.
Right.
I think even Joe Biden said, I'm glad, you know, that's the one thing that we can just
agree on. It's like bringing a new date to it. You just got divorced, and you go to somebody's wedding,
right,
and you bring a new date. Everybody's talking about the new date instead of who's getting married.
Well, but he's not the first president to lose a bid for re-election. The last time this happened in you know, modern history was George H.W. And George H.W. lost to Bill Clinton. He stood there with, you know, he was always a class act. That was a difficult day for him. And then after the inauguration, he went and wrote one of the most amazing letters one president has ever written to another. It can be done the right way. This
but there's
is not
difference.
Impossible.
You know that everybody is different. We're all different human beings. I go back to what Mitt Romney said the day after the election. If you think this guy's going to go quietly, you're sadly mistaken. So from that, all this other stuff is rolled into the affairs of state, and watching 60 Minutes until I was so sick of the political, I'm just so tired of all this damn pejorative. Yeah, oh my Christ! It's just the same crap. Oh, Nancy Pelosi, and what do you think about this? What the hell do you think she's going to say? And why is that of any consequence anyway? I mean, the guy needs. I hope he'll get some help when he's out. Whether he admits to it or his kids get him to do
something. What about all the other people that need the help? I mean, look, you can ask me the question if you'd like, because the thing that changed for me.
I wasn't sure whether you were there at the.
The thing that changed for me over the weekend is that I feel like I have been personally attacked. I've lost over 1,000 Twitter followers. I've had my friends lose their YouTube channels. I've had people lose a lot that they've worked for in years and years and years, all because they're Trump supporters. So I'm a little raw, and actually I'm a lot less concerned about Trump and Pelosi, and I'm concerned about the 75 million people who voted for Trump who are now finding themselves attacked on social media. We have no place in mainstream media anymore because they are not actually being honest. We have no place in Hollywood because they've isolated people who have a difference of opinion, and now they've taken away social media. So, you know what I think is far more consequential than talking about Trump and Nancy Pelosi is what the hell is going on with this country that wants to silence free speech. I mean, it's not the country that I knew on Friday. I've lost a lot of optimism.
Trump. I know. I understand.
They don't want to silence Trump. They want to silence me. They want to silence people who support him. That's
why
they want to silence.
Why do they want to silence you?
I know.
That doesn't make sense.
Victoria, that's a great question. Why did I lose 1,000 followers over the weekend?
To the control room, Jennifer.
Can we bring the volume down a little bit? Sorry.
Let's take a break, and we have a couple of things. Phil's being, he's quarantining because there's his
poor guy.
Somebody in his family has it, so we have somebody new in the studio. We'll talk a little bit more about this. We have information from the folks at Calitrin about how and why it is a good idea to maybe combine, you know, there are those people who are going to be enticed by all the advertising that happens in January from all the weight loss outfits, and there are lots of them, and some of them pretty good, but they all have one thing in common. They do not guarantee that if you stay with the program, you'll lose the weight. Or they just focus on, here's how to lose the weight. Okay, great. We want you to lose the weight. But then, how do you keep it off? That's the question of the moment, the question of the day, question of the week, question of the month. So that's why you choose Calitrin, because you want to have healthy weight loss. You want your body to stay healthy. This is a perfect supplement for men, women, younger people who are looking to lose weight and keep it off. That's what's good. It's so safe because you can take it with any medication. It's gluten-free. It's stimulant-free. It's drug-free. And you get fast action. When you go online to toploss.com today, decide you want to use this to support you in your weight loss efforts, you'll get fast shipping. It'll go out today. There are no hidden fees ever, no recurring plans. You buy what you buy, and you get what you get, and you want some more, then you go back to the website, calendar.com, and order some more. But you can get one for the, it's a BOGO deal going on, 3 and 3, 6 and 6, 8 and 8. You pay for 3, and you get 6. So you have 6 months. You know, all of us here, Jennifer and Victoria and I, have really gotten on this program, and we're using it for different things because the ingredients in this help you to sleep. It's just good for everything. Great, great product. We sing the praises of it because it works, and it's wonderful to have something good to be excited about talking about that has worked so well for so many people. So figure it out. Go to toploss.com. That's their website. And figure how many months you want to get. Use the DJV code on checkout. That'll ensure you get the best price and you'll get free shipping. That's toploss.com, code DJV.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades. Only available at Walmart.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
Ride confidently in the direction of your dreams. Unless it's a bad dream, then turn around.
Go the other way.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents basic policy starting at $79 a year. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy is not available in all states.
Whether you're a pro on the job site or managing properties, clean and safe is your number one priority. And Lowe's has the pro-grade cleaning supplies you need. We go beyond the basics, bringing you commercial cleaning from top brands like Clorox, Zep, and Rubbermaid. And in larger sizes, so you can take on any cleaning job, knowing you have the quantity you need. Shop LowesForPros.com and have your items delivered or pick up in store. Lowe's, the new home for pros. U.S. only.
The Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Square Sweepstakes is back. Every time the score changes, someone wins $50,000. Plus, 2 grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. See rules and enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 55.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. of age majority. Ends February 4th. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030. The NFL is not sponsored promotion in any way.
AT&F the hour on the DJV program. All right, so the idea of trying to, you know, put all the pieces together, the majority of people I was talking about polls, maybe, Jay, you can do some polls that reflect what our audience thinks about the things like wanting Trump to be removed from office before the inauguration. I'm not sure. I don't know. Can this actually happen? Is there enough time?
Could,
between?
But I don't think it would help at all.
There's not enough time.
It's worth it at this point.
The reason they're doing it is because they don't want him to run for office again. That's because they're afraid that he still has political power. So they don't want him to run again. So that's why they're even doing this.
All right, so 67% blame him for the riots in Washington. Is that fair? Is that just? 5 people are dead.
Well, I don't think he's the sole blame. I think the poll probably, I mean, from what I saw, it was an ABC News Ipsos poll. That was 67% blamed him, but in I don't think it was just like he was the only person that caused it. I think inciting violence, the Twitter stuff, the rhetoric, I think that's really more what the question was from the poll.
But did the rhetoric really incite violence, or were these people just all queued up anyway?
The guy with the horns, well, probably, but the guy with the horns, when he was arrested, his statement to the FBI was that he was there because President Trump had told them to converge on Washington. I forget exactly what his statement was.
That guy with the horns goes to every rally. He goes to climate change rallies. He goes to BLM rallies. He goes to Q rallies. That guy is an actor who is a professional rally attender.
Yeah,
so
a professional troublemaker, basically. That's what he is, whether he's professional, whether he's getting paid or not. He's there because he's obviously missing something in his life. A lot of the people who are showing these angry moves and motives are there's something missing. There's a quality of life. There's something in their brain. There's something that's not completely, you know, there are a lot of people, unfortunately, in our country who are not wired right. And they, you know, if you see, there's a difference between protesting, rallies, and doing things that will hopefully bring about change because people look and say, well, listen, see what that person said and hear what they, that kind of stuff, actions, versus the stupid stuff that some of these people have been involved in. But again, there's 5 people who are dead, so there's no changing that. That's the real problem here. 21 after the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
It's 23 after the hour now on the DJV program with Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, and you with our social media. What this is pretty interesting. The airlines showing up with the no-fly list, the no-fly. So how do they get these people? How do they know who it is that attended the auction? Good, Doug.
The protests.
Yeah, the protests.
Apparently everybody that's been being identified is finding their names now also on the no-fly list. Different airlines are putting all of these people on their no-fly list. And so many of them who have already been identified and trying to travel back from, you know, being in D.C. are finding that now they have to, like, rent a car or find other forms of transportation.
Is this a permanent lockout or is it just now?
I think it's pending investigation.
Yeah, I think it's pending.
Okay. Okay. All right, so that's an interesting reality, isn't it? Huh?
Well, that's something that caught everybody off guard. No one knew that if you get arrested, I don't know why no one thought of it, but if you get arrested for domestic terrorism, then the airlines don't let you fly.
Mm-hmm. And people aren't finding out that they're on the no-fly list until they're trying to get on their flights and already at the airport.
Right. Did that happen with the other protests? I'm not trying to throw, like, a Molotov cocktail, but there were a lot of professional people who would, like, travel to big protests during the summer. Did that happen to them, too, I wonder?
Well,
they didn't have federal charges. I think that's...
Sure they did, against the people knocking down statues and stuff. Yeah, those were all federal charges.
Maybe those people who knocked down statues, I don't know.
Destroying the federal building.
Well, I don't know about those, but people at the BLM, you know, protests, they weren't charged with federal crime, so no... I don't know about people knocked down statues.
That's an interesting point, Jennifer. And that's a very interesting point. There was all this violence and hubbub this summer, and yet if there is difference now, is it just that we're getting into the parade of herd thinking when one person, okay, we're going to dump them off Facebook, we're going to dump them off Twitter, and then we're going to keep people. So I want to go back to what you said, Jen, about being dumped off of Twitter. Are you actually off of Twitter, or they've taken down things you've said?
No, I've lost a ton of followers in like 2 days. I lost over 1,000 followers.
How did you lose them? Did they just?
They just take them away. And the same thing happened with
tons. That's actually not true. They're deactivating accounts. They're not taking away your followers. They're deactivating other accounts and bots.
All the people that I saw that are like Twitter people, like 8,000, 10,000. all conservative talk. I mean, maybe Victoria's feeling it too. I'm telling you, it seems like it stinks a little funny because everybody that I've been talking to in my circles who are prominent conservative pundits have been losing thousands and thousands of followers. I have less of a following, so I didn't lose as many followers, but I'm talking to people who lost 10, 20, 30,000 followers. They shut down the Parler app because they don't want people to go and find alternatives, even though many have been shut down off of the Twitter platform. So our free speech is under attack.
What does that tell you? Well, then why? Maybe this is a sort of a wake-up call for all the people who have become so dependent using all this social media. We just brought Jay on because we find we're acknowledging with that that social media is very important, that these connections are important. But maybe speaking as someone who doesn't really give a damn about social media, I like bringing nice things to Facebook. I tried to log on to Twitter over the weekend. I couldn't get in. I don't know why I couldn't get in.
Well, that wasn't. I guarantee that has nothing to do with what happened to Jen.
No,
oh, no. I had the same thing across social media. I on Instagram and Facebook, I manage a bunch of different accounts and pages, and I got flagged for possibly being Autobots. And I mean, I had to wait 4 days before I could access anything.
So then, why?
Yeah, they're going after a lot of bot accounts.
And I don't even post anything that's controversial.
So it's time we're back to actually using the telephone, pick it up, and call people when you have a message for them instead of all of this other huzzarai.
That takes so long sometimes.
Yeah,
some people don't stop talking.
They used to be. Well, so you just say to them what I do when people are calling me. I just say, well, I'm sorry, I got something else to do. I'll talk to you later. Bye. That's it. Think about that for a second. 28 after the hour. This is the DJV program.
What are you doing to keep your nose clean? After all, the nose is your body's air filter, the first line of defense against airborne diseases. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the powered suction nose cleaner. Navage cleans your nose by flushing out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs, including dangerous infectious germs. So with all the horrible stuff in the air, now's the perfect time to join more than 1 million Americans who use Navage. It has over 30,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Why? Because Navage is easy to use. It's inexpensive, all-natural, drug-free and safe, and most important, it works. Think about it. You wash your hands every day. Maybe it's time to clean your nose, too. Breathe better, sleep deeper, feel and be healthier. Online at Navage.com and at Target, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you could consolidate and pay off high interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Divers on Monday stepped up retrieval efforts for the black boxes of the Sriwijaya Air passenger plane that crashed into the sea off Jakarta, Indonesia over the weekend. The Boeing 737-500 was carrying 62 passengers and crew and crashed 4 minutes into the 90-minute flight. There were no survivors. More than 87,000 East Texas homes and 45,000 in Northwest Louisiana are experiencing power outages this morning in the wake of a winter storm. No official word when power will be restored. As lawmakers talk impeachment instead of support for hurting Americans with stimulus money, President Trump plans to award New England Patriots coach Bill Belichick the Medal of Freedom this week. Trump also plans to give Representative Jim Jordan, Republican from Ohio, the award Monday. The same day, Democrats are expected to introduce articles of impeachment against him. On Tuesday, Trump will visit a section of the U.S. border wall in Alamo, marking 400 miles of border security on his watch. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We can expect gasoline prices to inch their way up this week. USA Radio News' John Clements has more.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us as more and more Americans express confidence in the COVID-19 vaccine, they're back on the road, increasing demand.
Average gas prices across the U.S. have increased 7 cents per gallon over the last week, with the national average currently standing at $2.32 per gallon, a new COVID-19 high.
Despite being 27 cents lower than last year at this time, the average price is expected to increase later this week.
Average prices across the U.S. may increase several cents per gallon yet again this week as prices move to their highest level since last March.
With USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
Super Wild Card Weekend in the National Football League has some surprises. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki reports.
The wild card round of the NFL playoffs wrapped up Sunday with the Baltimore Ravens taking out the Tennessee Titans 20-13. In the NFC, the second-seeded New Orleans Saints handled the Chicago Bears 21-9 to move on, and the Cleveland Browns won their first playoff game since 1994, knocking off the Pittsburgh Steelers 48-37. The divisional round is now set for next weekend. On Saturday, the top seed in the NFC, Green Bay Packers, will host the LA Rams, then the Baltimore Ravens will hit the road to take on the Buffalo Bills. On Sunday, the Cleveland Browns head to the AFC's top seed, the Kansas City Chiefs, and Tom Brady faces off with Drew Brees as the New Orleans Saints take on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. From the USA Radio News, Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Minutes past the hour on the DJV show. Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Jay is here doing social media. Boy, and we have a whole new crew. Phil's usually here, Radio America, Washington, D.C., running everything, but we've got Kimmy and Rich. We brought in the big guns today. And this is usually our time, Victoria, where we talk about the trending news of the day. So what do you find that's trending? Because there's a lot of it. I don't know if I'm watching for it on social media, but there is a lot of news that's been spinning around.
Well, I think one of the stories that happened over the weekend that we should probably discuss is someone that it was probably near and dear to your heart, Tommy Lasorda,
yeah,
who bled Dodger blue. He passed away at the age of 93. This was announced on Friday after our show had ended. I'm sure you probably talked about it on your local show. But what was the reaction in L.A. where he was, you know, such a prominent figure in the Dodgers?
I have to say I lost a few tears over that one just because Tommy was such a character and an icon. And for anybody who lived in Southern California, for any baseball fan, people knew about the legacy. He's almost, I think, maybe the ambassador of baseball just in general, much less just the Dodgers. So I think a lot of people were a little surprised, and that's because he had been sick for a long time and he was in the hospital. But it was just announced last week that on Tuesday he was able to go home. And so I think he had been in the hospital since November. He was in there for a really long time, and he was in
grave condition when he went in, but he had slowly made some improvements. So I think everybody sort of let out a collective sigh of relief on Tuesday when he was able to go home. And then it was announced that he had a pretty serious heart attack at his home on Thursday evening, and that's when they tried to get the paramedics there. They tried to resuscitate him, but they weren't able to do that. So it was his time, and a couple of silver linings, I think, for Tommy. Number one, he was home. That didn't happen in a hospital, and I think that's something that means a lot to people. Mm-hmm. And he got to watch the Dodgers win the World Series this time around. And yeah, I think that's what he was waiting for, certainly. If we do have control like that, I think he got to see it. And so for me, that is the silver lining, because that's totally what Tommy cared about. It was his drive in life. He loved his wife, he loved his family, and he loved the Dodgers. And so he got to watch all that.
Yeah. I thought it was interesting. He was the Baseball Hall of Fame's oldest living member. I don't know who now has that record, but at 93, that's pretty impressive.
I don't know. The one Tommy LaSorda, so my dad was actually friends with Tommy, and I think that's what made this hurt a little bit more. But I had the opportunity, I think the last time, I would see him when we would go to spring training. My dad and I would always do this pilgrimage to spring training for the last few years we've done it, including this year before coronavirus. And what was so cool is that a few years back, my dad called and said, "You want to have dinner, Tommy?" And he's like, "Oh, Mike, I've got dinner, but I'm going to try. I'll try. Where are you going?" And so as soon as my dad told him we were going to Ruth's Chris, he was all in. So he went to dinner beforehand, met us at Ruth's Chris, and he's like, "Oh, no, I can't eat. I can't eat anything. Maybe I'll just get an appetizer. I already ate." Well, then he sees the menu come out, and he goes, "Well, I'll have to get a steak." So he ordered a steak. And then when all the sides started to come out, then he ordered himself a couple of sides, and they said, "Well, I couldn't possibly eat dessert," until the dessert tray came out. And then I think he might have ordered like four to pick at for the table, of course. So as much as Tommy loved the Dodgers and he loved his family, I'm going to add another, and his wife, I'm going to add another one in, and that is that he loved good food. Yeah.
He looked like it too.
I know. That was one of the things people remember about him, is he did during like the 80s, he did the Slim Fast commercials, which is always really funny. He lost weight on it for a while.
Yeah. All right, so Tommy LaSorda is gone. The plastic surgeon in Beverly Hills, who was on the Doctor's TV show, this looks like him. We've got the obituary page today. This guy was only 50, but he had COVID, right? He was, LA, this is an ancillary conversation of what's going on in LA and the hospitals, Jennifer, and everywhere. People on the street that are sick, they're just laying on the street, right?
No. What do you mean they're laying on the street with COVID?
I saw a story about a woman who had spinal meningitis who couldn't get to the hospital and was laying in a blanket on the street because nobody was paying any attention to her. She somehow got to a point and then she couldn't get any further and couldn't get any, but she was told, at least according to what I read, now this again, whether we believe anything we read anymore, that she had been turned away because there were no beds in a particular hospital, and so she was trying to get to another hospital, et cetera, et cetera. So
there is some of that going on, but by and large, that is not what's happening. First of all, there's a total failure of leadership in California. Gavin Newsom, our local mayor, Eric Garcetti, have failed us. They've been saying and telling us to stay at home for months, saying that we have to be prepared because a surge is coming. Well, guess what? A surge is here, the surge that you've been promising for 11 months. So where is the convention center that was turned into a hospital in March? Where are those extra resources? They're gone. And so they were not prepared. They've had months of fear-mongering with the people who live here that this big surge was coming, and they themselves didn't do anything to prepare. So that's number one. Number two, there is a strain on hospitals, but people are still able to get treatment. And when they fear-monger and tell you that, it's really dangerous, because people then stay home for heart attacks, they try to treat themselves at home, and they don't seek medical care. So I think it's really important to say that if you are feeling bad, it's still really important to go to the hospital. Even if it's not a COVID-related thing, you got to go, because a lot of people are staying home, and then they're not getting the treatment that they need. So the mess in messaging, we're so desperate to scare the heck out of one another. I don't know why.
There's another example of that. If you take apart what was, some of the things that have happened over the weekend that were not related to COVID or they weren't related to, I'm just looking here at some information that I gleaned about China. and what we're still doing. This is the kind of stuff that's getting buried or isn't nobody's paying attention to it. There was a treatise on American companies, investment companies, that are so heavily invested in China, investing tools, most of the money has come from things like CalPERS. Jennifer's familiar with that. That's the retirement system that has billions of dollars in California managed.
Bankrupted California.
Yeah, right. It's the biggest of its type in the world. So they have like huge amounts of money invested in Chinese companies that are making basically China's war machine to possibly be used against us. Here we have
Loves all this nonsense over the weekend. China is Chinese. They love it.
And all of
the
American money, the American money that is invested over there, we're seeding, we're fueling. I mean, how stupid! Do you even realize where you're? I would want to know where my retirement money is if I wasn't managing it myself. How could anybody in California, in good conscience, think that this was proper? I don't even think that people know it. Maybe now they do, and something's going to be done with it. But to have these Chinese come, our American retirement systems like CalPERS and other state and national union shops that have all this money that they hold for people, investing in companies that are building up China's war machine to possibly be used to go to war with us.
And
that's treasonous.
It's legacy. Where was the first place that Gavin Newsom called to get PPE masks and, all that?
China.
Yeah, right.
It's
a legacy in California.
Yeah. So somebody somehow has got to wake up or it is, is that more important for me? That's more important than any of this other stuff.
Of course. All this other stuff is political theater. I usually have so much optimism, even when I feel like things are going in different directions. I still feel optimistic because I trust in our country. I have to tell you, after this weekend, there's a lot of personal stuff going on for me, too, so maybe some of that is just, like, flavoring it. But I feel like there is no hope for this country. I feel like we're done. I feel disgusted that everything I believed about this country, I'm over it. And I don't think that any of this nonsense about impeachment, give me a break. That is such a distraction when people are suffering because of COVID and when you have China who is sitting there laughing all the way to the bank waiting for us in 4 years to collapse, because that's exactly what's going to happen when we keep printing money and all of this stuff that's going on. We're on the line to them, and it's really sad. I don't want to feel that way. I don't think a lot of people do, but I don't have a lot of hope right now, and I don't know where you get it.
And you wonder what it is, how much influence the Chinese have in our news media. You know, this whole business of buying radio stations on the border and having all of their propaganda spewed into America, or letting them buy into television networks or into radio.
Can't we go back to the old days where that was not allowed?
Well, we ought to be able to go back to that.
They own everything, though. Look at how they own Hollywood. We talked about that,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Yep.
There was
own
a movie.
The news media.
I saw a movie.
They
I
own
saw a
politicians.
Movie.
They own everything.
The money. I saw a movie, and I'm trying to remember what it was. It was a popular movie. I just saw the end of it. And it had China in at least three important production situations in the trailer of the movie. You see Chinese companies that invested. Man, I'll tell you something. We better really wake up. It won't affect my generation as much as it'll affect yours or perhaps my grandsons. But if you're just rolling over and saying, oh, well,
so
this is...
So they're teaching him how to speak Chinese.
no, that's
I'm
not
kidding.
What they're doing. But this is not a good... We're not in a good place for sure. And it is... That's a great phrase or term, Jennifer. Political theater. All of these things that distract us from what really is going on, and then figuring out who control. We've allowed too much concentration and ownership of the news media or any media, and the Chinese are like, we're here like sitting ducks, because we've been greedy, we've been cheap, and you still go and buy that stuff at the dollar store or Walmart or wherever it is, because you say, well, I can't find anything. You can if you look for it. Here's another obituary, Michael Apted. Is that how you pronounce his name? British director.
So. Yeah, I don't know, but I know his work, but I didn't know his name.
He did The Coal Miner's Daughter. He directed the James Bond film The World Is Not Enough. Done a lot of other great directorial did with Glenda Jackson, Triple Echo, in 1972. I think Sissy Spacek was really quite significant. You ever see that movie, Coal Miner's Daughter?
So good.
Yes.
She was great in it, yeah.
It really is. Gorillaz in the Mist, Jodie Foster and Nell, Diane Fossey, that Gorillaz in the Mist, that was really, Sigourney Weaver playing her, that was quite a, really.
That's a tearjerker.
Yep, it sure is. John Belushi in Continental Divide, William Hurt in Gorky Park. You ever see Gorky Park?
Mm-mm.
Talk about influence, huh?
No, I have not. I've never heard of it.
That's a, you want to get scared about what's going on with the rest of the world. With the Russians and everything getting in.
I think I need, light and fun for right now.
Yeah.
I don't know that I want to be scared.
He directed Jennifer Lopez in Enough, Hugh Grant, Gene Hackman in Extreme Measures, that sort of stuff. There's a lot of stuff. Let me take a breath. Let's see if we can clean ourselves up. Everybody ready? Clean your nose, because your nose is your body's air filter. You clean it daily and you will be in much better shape. That's what we're interested in here. That's why I talk about all of these things, because I'm interested in you being better, feeling better, actually being better. And there are a lot of dangerous germs and allergens out there in the air, viruses. And if you keep your nose clean, literally, you'll be much better off. All natural relief, that's what it is. Navage is all natural relief from allergies, sinus congestion. Everybody takes it here. We clean out our nose every single day. There's no drugs involved. It just is. It makes so much sense when you think about it, because all the bad stuff comes into your body either through your nose or your eyes. Clean your nose, you'll have a much healthier life. That's basically the bottom line. That's the message from the Navage folks. The Navage system, cleared by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, by Health Canada. You can use it with comfort. Fast, free shipping. Go to Navage.com, N-A-V-A-G-E. Order it today. It'll be shipped today. You'll get it probably in the next couple of days, so you can get some relief from all that horrible stuff that's in the air, no matter whether it's the gooey stuff that is transferring from people to people or whether it's just things that are in the air. The answer to having a clean nose and a better body and a healthier body is Navage, the nasal care system that's available right now. Go to Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E, Navage.com.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Is the cost of finishing the basement worth the benefit of some peace and quiet?
When questions find you, Merrill Edge Self-Directed Investing can help you find answers with personalized planning tools and insights to help you get where you want to go, even if it's just downstairs. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fetterman & Smith Incorporated, registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Calatone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call and proved why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food, food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
After the hour, it's Tech Talk time for Monday, the 11th of January. Jennifer Horn doesn't have anything. She has no technical expertise. Victoria's got it all.
No.
So why am I here would be the question.
Well, that
I'm
is
here
question.
To get to encourage Victoria. All right. So in a moment, Amazon has made some, well, I guess we'll question whether we like the decision. We'll hear that story right after this.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Here's today's tough automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Ford is advancing technology with state-of-the-art innovations and promoting its mainstream adoption of making Ford's state-of-the-art driver assistance hands-free technology standard on certain models or as a relatively affordable option on others. The advanced new driver assist feature will arrive first on the 2021 Ford F-150 and Mustang Mach-E models. The technology will be available the third quarter of 2021 via over-the-air updates. And for more automotive tech news, you can go to testmiles.com.
Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
All right, so, Victoria, what's going on at Amazon?
Well, this is actually the Parler story, and Amazon Web Services has said that Parler, which is the a social networking app, is similar to Twitter. It has mostly a, you know, pro-Trump and sometimes extreme far-right, you know, kind of stuff on it. And so Amazon Web Services has said that Parler violated its terms of service after its users glorified the recent riot at the Capitol. So this is where we're at now. The bottom line is Twitter, Parler, Facebook, Instagram, a lot of conservative voices are being silenced. And a lot of people are, over the weekend, you know, a lot of people are talking about and complaining that, you know, that this is a First Amendment rights issue. It's not. The First Amendment only protects you from censorship from the government. It does not protect you from censorship from a private company.
That being said, I think this is super dangerous that we are silencing voices on this level. This is just, I mean, you can, when someone makes a violent threat against someone, okay, that person should not have a platform. But for everyone else who shares an opinion that's not of the mainstream, I think we're getting into really dangerous territory. And so now the problem with what Parler's trying to do, they may have to just rebuild from the ground up. The CEO did a round of interviews on TV over the weekend. And he said that because Amazon Web Services, which is the host of Parler, because they have taken them down right now, they really don't have an outlet. They don't know what they're going to do. They can possibly look for an independent platform where they can have Parler hosted. But as of right now, the update early this morning, the CEO said that this is going to Parler is actually offline right now. So you can't download it. You can't use it. And so he said it's going to take probably a lot longer than what they originally anticipated. They were hopeful that it would maybe be a few days that they were offline and then it would come back. We're not really sure what's going to happen with it, but I think the bottom line is, and I think maybe this is something that across the aisle we can all agree on, these tech companies are way too big and way too powerful.
Way too smart. Yep.
And the fact Absolutely. Is, the biggest thing that bothers me about it is that you can say, yes, this is not a First Amendment issue, which it's not. It's a private company, just like, you know, the bakery who doesn't want to bake for a gay couple. They have that right, and Twitter has the right to take Trump down. But the problem, though, is that should not be international news. That's how big these companies are. And yep. So that's where I think moving forward, perhaps this is something that a lot of people can come
together
on. Back
to using the telephone. Use the telephone.
No.
Kicking off this week
that's not gonna
is
happen.
The Consumer Electronics Show, CES 21. It's all online this year. Here's what to expect.
The Geek Out.
Adding to the list of things that just don't feel the same anymore is this year's CES. Yes, it's all online. So what to expect? Well, duh, TVs. All the brands will be showing off new display technology, specifically micro-LEDs, which simply means better black levels and brighter displays. But the growth of modular TVs, the idea of connecting smaller displays to make one giant big one. We'll also see more wireless audio devices, lots of earbuds, new PC laptops, robotics, but it will be interesting to see how much new, actual innovative tech we get this year without the normal audience and fanfare of a typical CES. Several sites are providing coverage all week long, so we've tweeted some links over at The Geek Out.
It's crunchy!
Creamy!
Sweet.
Salty. Nature Valley Sweet and Salty Peanut Bars. First in with crunchy peanuts, dipped in creamy nut butter coating.
Delicious.
Nature Valley.
So our social media has not been pulled down. You can go to Twitter at DJV Show, Facebook.com/DJV Show, Instagram at DJV Show, all there for you to check out. 59 past the hour on today's DJV program.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.